This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Friday the alliance was deploying parts of its combat-ready response force and would continue to send weapons to Ukraine, including air defenses. Stoltenberg also said that Russia was trying to topple the Ukrainian government. Quote, we see rhetoric, the messages, which is strongly indicating the aim is to remove the democratically elected government in Kiev, he told a news conference following a virtual meeting of NATO leaders.
It is a very unpredictable situation. Therefore, I will not speculate, but I will pay my respect to the Ukrainian armed forces, which are really proving their bravery and their courage by fighting and standing up against the much larger invading Russian force.
He said some of the 30 allies announced the type of weapons they would supply Ukraine, including air defenses, without giving details. Stoltenberg said NATO was deploying elements of its rapid response force, which is made up of land, air, maritime, and special operation forces on allied territory.
We are now deploying the NATO response force for the first time in a collective defense context. And we speak about thousands of troops. We speak about air and maritime capabilities.
Ukrainian forces fought off Russian troops in the capital Kiev on Friday on the second day of a conflict that has claimed dozens of lives. As Russian President Vladimir Putin, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin called on the Ukrainian army to remove the country's leadership. Small arms fire and explosions were heard in the city's northern district as what appeared to be an advance party of Russia's invasion force left a trail of destruction. Putin defied Western warnings to unleash a full-scale invasion on Thursday that has displaced at least 100,000 people and prompted the European Union to adopt personal sanctions against him. In a televised address, Putin described the Ukrainian government as terrorist and, quote, a gang of drug addicts and neo-Nazis. Quote, take power in your own hands, he urged the Ukrainian military. Meanwhile, the Kremlin said on Friday Western sanctions imposed on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine would cause problems for Moscow, but not insurmountable ones, with Russia set to widen its trade and economic ties with Asian countries. Missiles pounded the Ukrainian capital on Friday as Russian forces pressed their advance, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleaded with the international community to do more, saying sanctions announced so far were not enough. UN aid agencies said Friday fuel, cash, and medical supplies are running low in parts of Ukraine after Russia's invasion, which could drive up to 5 million people to flee abroad. A UN refugee spokesperson said at least 100,000 people are uprooted in Ukraine after fleeing their homes since Russia launched its assault on Thursday, while several thousand have already crossed into neighboring countries, including Moldova, Romania, and Poland. Quote, we are looking at ranges of 1 to 3 million into Poland, for example, a scenario of 1 to 5 million, including all surrounding countries, she told a UN briefing in Geneva. And U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday will nominate Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, the White House said, making her the first black woman selected to serve on a court that once declared her race unworthy of citizenship and endorsed segregation. In Jackson, Biden delivers on a campaign promise to make the historic appointment and to further diversify a court that was made up entirely of white men for almost two centuries. He has chosen an attorney who would be the highest court's first former public defender, though she also possesses the elite legal background of other justices, and would be the second black justice. Justice Clarence Thomas, a conservative, is the other, and just the third in history. Biden plans to introduce Jackson in remarks on the White House lawn on Friday afternoon. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.